There was more grim news from Iraq today. Intense fighting in Baghdad left some 24 people dead, including a Palestinian-born journalist. Elsewhere, at least 12 Iraqis were killed, and in all, more than 100 people injured. American officials are insisting the U.S. military can still bring the Iraqi insurgency under control in time for elections slated for January. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jennifer.
Can you describe what happened?
Well, here in Baghdad, we went to bed last night to the sound of mortars landing in the Green Zone, now called by some the International Zone since the handover in July. Woke up to more explosions in central Baghdad, concentrated barrage, weapons that still aren't all that accurate, but quite a large quantity. And usually, I should say, we speak of Sadr City as the rebel stronghold in the capital, but this street just in front of the Green Zone, known as Haifa Street, is also the scene of a lot of fighting. Today, a U.S. Bradley fighting vehicle got hit by what the military says was a car bomb and was disabled. The soldiers got out safely with light wounds, but then Iraqi youth came and were celebrating, dancing around the burning vehicle, and then a U.S. military helicopter appeared and opened fire. The military said it was all well within the rules of engagement that people had fired first from the ground. Among the dead, though, a Palestinian-born producer for the Al Arabiya news channel, two cameramen also wounded, in all more than 60 wounded just here in Baghdad out of more than 100 across the country today.
Well, there were clashes and ambushes outside Baghdad, as you mentioned. Any sign that these have been coordinated in any way?
Well, there was a claim of responsibility for the Baghdad mortar shelling and Haifa Street attack by a group linked to al-Qaeda, but no confirmed evidence of coordination as far as around the country goes. There was intense fighting in Ramadi. That's part of the Sunni Triangle here west of Baghdad. There were also a number of bomb attacks in several areas. One killed two policemen in West Baghdad. Another at the Abu Ghraib prison killed only the driver, who was attempting apparently to crash the gates when he came under fire from the guards. And the vehicle exploded before he reached his target. Down to the south in Hilla, there were a couple of separate attacks that killed three Iraqi National Guardsmen and three Polish troops also killed. So more people fleeing and more fighting in Tal Afar in the north as well. So a very busy and bloody day.
The Bush administration recently admitted it does not have control in some key parts of the so-called Sunni Triangle, where a lot of these insurgents live. What happens if U.S. forces cannot reassert control by the time of elections in a few months?
U.S. officials here in Baghdad still hold out hope for improvements, and in Washington today on the Meet the Press program, Secretary of State Colin Powell said he believes the military is up to the task of quelling this insurgency before January. Iraqis say they desperately hope the Americans have some plan up their sleeves. They can't take much more of these daily attacks, combined with all the criminal activities, the kidnappings, extortion, robberies, murder. Now, if some cities are still two no-go zones, as they say here, come January, officials say it's possible to set up polling places outside, or they may have to skip the hotspots altogether and revisit them later with elections.
Which is not likely to make the Sunnis who live there happy.
This is likely to make Iraqis all across the country unhappy, were that to happen. They are very insistent that elections be held on time and completely across the country. All of the papers today had some version of that story. Officials say flawed elections are better than none.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jennifer.